Amen. That's like. Yay! That's like this epic movie music. You guys with me on that a little bit? It's kind of like that. Is there any movie fans in here? Movie fans? Man, I love a good movie. I really do. I love a good, like, battle, war type of movie, you know? You guys may not have seen, like, you guys ever seen Lord of the Rings? Anybody seen Lord of the Rings? Yeah. And here's why that's so, this is why we love things like Lord of the Rings, because it's always, like, good versus evil, you know? And in the movie, like, good always triumphs over evil, you know? Any gamers? Any video game people? All right, now I want to be honest with you guys. Let me be honest with you. I am terrible when it comes to, like, fighting video games. You know what I'm saying? Like Battlefield or Halo or whatever you play nowadays. I don't know. But I am... You guys got to listen. Here's what I am pretty good at, though, is I'm always, if I have a sniper rifle, you know what I'm saying? I can snipe you like a thief in the night. It's awesome. But my thing is sports games. Like, I just love playing sports games. That's what I'm good at. That's what I enjoy. And this summer, I was hanging out with a buddy of mine, and he was playing this game on the PlayStation 4. It's called, okay, cool. It's called NBA 2K14. Anybody got that game? You with me, man? You would probably beat me, but it's all good. You know what I'm saying? Now, let me explain this, though. This blew my mind when I was watching this game, because you guys may not know this, but you can literally clone yourself on these video games now. And I don't mean just giving, like, the character your name. I mean, like, you can make this guy look exactly like you do. I mean, the same hairstyle, same skin color, the same, like, height, and even farther than that. And here's what's really cool is you can take, like, the skill set of LeBron James and Michael Jordan and combine them into one, and you can be that person, right? And so I'm watching my buddy play this game. His name's Mac. Watching my buddy play this game, and I noticed, like, the player's name is his last name. And I'm like, dude, I don't think I know anybody in the NBA with your last name. He's like, dude, it's because that's me, bro. And I'm like, what do you mean that's you? He's like, yeah, I created myself. And I'm like, dude, I score like 80 points a game. I'm going for the record, going for the franchise to win the season and all this kind of stuff. I'm like, dude, really? Like, you created your own character. And it's honestly, like, when we're watching a movie like Lord of the Rings, the reason why it's so good, we get that. You guys with me, you get that tingly feeling when, like, the good triumphs over the evil, and you're like, man, this is so cool, and it just feels so real. But we know it's not, right? Because it's a movie. It's fake. It's a movie. It's Hollywood, if you will, right? And I don't want you to lose this. Even in video games, the same thing can be true. Life works the same, too, where we think a lot of times what we see in the material and physical world is all that there is. But there is a whole nother world out there, right? And you guys didn't laugh. Cool. But there's a whole nother world, and it's a spiritual world. There's a spiritual realm. And I know, like, when I was your age, I don't think I ever thought about spiritual warfare. And I know you guys have talked a little bit about it tonight. Hopefully, God's begun to open your eyes and your mind into what this kind of looks like. But I want to give you a statement, and I want to encourage you. You guys should have a bulletin. I would love for you to write this down if you can, if you're taking notes. And here it is. We're going to kind of gather around this statement tonight. The everyday battle is spiritual and real. I'm going to say it again, okay? The everyday battle is spiritual, and it is real. And the reality, right, is that spiritual warfare is something that happens all around us and in us pretty much every day. It just does. It's a whole nother world that we can't physically see, but it is happening. And I want to explain. Now, if you're in here tonight and you would say, man, I don't have a relationship with Christ, I'm not a Christian, I'm an unbeliever, I want you to know that we're so glad you're here tonight, but I want to be real with you. Satan's plan for you is to keep you in the dark. He doesn't want you to know the truth. He doesn't want you to know how much God loves you. He doesn't want you to believe in God. He doesn't want you to believe in who Jesus Christ is. He wants you to be in the dark about those things. And for those of us who are here, and we would say we do believe in Christ, we are Christians, right? Then Satan's plan for you is he wants to lie to you. He wants to deceive you. He wants to trick you, right, into making you think things that really aren't true. He wants to make you think that they are. It's called spiritual warfare. And if we're defining it, what I would say is spiritual warfare is the battle of good versus the battle of evil. Or another way to put it is it's the goodness and power of God against the evil and power of Satan. Now, we don't always talk a ton about Satan, but we're going to tonight, and we're going to a lot next week. Now, when I think about spiritual warfare, this is what I want you to know. Where does it come from? Where does spiritual warfare come from? Number one, it comes from Satan. That's the bottom line. It comes from Satan. And we have to go all the way back to the beginning of Scripture in Genesis chapter 3. How many of you guys know the story of Adam and Eve? Okay? A lot of you know that story. Well, I want to tell you the story. Some of you don't know it. God created Adam, right? And then God caused Adam to fall into a deep sleep. He took a rib out of Adam and created Eve, right? And so you got Adam and Eve, man and woman. Humanity's been created. And here's what's really cool that you may not know or may not be aware of is that in the beginning, everything was awesome. I mean, it was great. Like Adam and Eve, they were hanging out, enjoying each other, man, having fruit from the trees and hanging. And they had fellowship with God, all creator God that created them and formed them. And they just hung out all the time and they were just having fun. And then one day, something happens. Now, God has specifically told Adam and Eve, he said, listen, you can eat and have free reign of every tree in this garden, but you cannot eat from or touch the tree in the middle of the garden, the tree of knowledge of good and evil. Because when you do that, you're going to die. It's pretty simple, right? I mean, that's one rule, one boundary. And he just said, hey, if you eat from this tree, then you're going to die. It's not hard to follow that. Those are not hard directions, you know what I'm saying? But that's what he said. And so what happens is Eve is hanging out one day, and the Bible says a serpent who is Satan in the form of a snake, comes to Eve and he says to her, he says, did God really say that you must not eat from this tree? I mean, is that really what God said? And she said, yeah, God specifically said that. He said not to eat from this tree, and if we do, then we'll die. So then what Satan does is he does what he did to her, what he does to a lot of us. He lied. He deceived her. He said, no, I don't think that's really it. I think what God meant to say is that your eyes will be opened and you will become like him. Actually, if you eat from this tree, you're not going to die. If you eat from this tree, you're going to become like God. And you're going to know good from evil, and the world's just going to be great, right? And what happened? Well, Adam and Eve ate from the tree. And what happened is we call that the fall of man. That was when everything changed in the world. That is when sin entered the world. And that's when spiritual warfare began. And so when we talk about spiritual warfare, you've got to understand that Satan's plan, he is the originator of spiritual warfare. He is the beginning of it. And he wants nothing more, students. You've got to understand this. I know you're young, but he wants you to be deceived. He wants you to believe in lies. He wants you to be tricked like he tricked Eve and Adam. But spiritual warfare not only originates with Satan, it also comes from our flesh. It also comes from our flesh. You guys ever feel like there's just a battle that you're facing within you sometimes? That may be a little foreign to you, I don't know, but sometimes there's just this battle that is going on inside of you, and it's like this temptation of, man, I know I don't want to do that, but I want to do that, but I know it's wrong, but I want to. That's your flesh. And sometimes the flesh gives in. The flesh is basically your desire for things that are not of God over the things that are. So when we want to make a decision, we make a decision, well, I want to choose this, and even though it's worldly and it's not what God wants for me, over this that I know is from God and what God does want for me, that is the battle of the flesh. And it's a battle that you and I, that we face every single day, all the time. It's a result of the fall. It's a result of what happened in the Garden of Eden. Listen to this. I love this passage. It says, this is Paul. He says, I don't understand what I do. For what I want to do, I don't do. But what I hate, I do. You guys ever feel that way? What I want to do, I don't do that. But what I hate, that's what I do. He's talking about this battle that rages, this war that rages inside of us. It's the battle of our flesh. Now, what I want to do over the rest of our time is I want to invite you guys to turn with me to page 1177 in your Bible. Page 1177 in your Bible. We're talking about spiritual warfare. We're talking about a battle that we face every day. And students, even though we physically can't see this, even though it's not materialistic necessarily, it is happening. It is taking place. Sometimes, to be honest with you, it takes place in this room, in this service. You know what it is? It's when some of you want to be a distraction and you want to talk instead of listening. Sometimes that's spiritual warfare, man, because what happens is the enemy uses people in here to take away from the truth. Right? That's what happens. It's around us every single day. And this is what the Bible says. I want to read this to us. It says, finally, verse 10 of chapter 6, 1177, finally be strong in the Lord and in His mighty power. Put on the full armor of God so that you can take your stand against the devil's schemes. For our struggle, now let's talk about that, our struggle. Now, we all have struggles in life, right? I remember for me, one of the biggest battles that I had to face and one of the struggles that I had when I was your age is my relationship with my dad. My relationship with my dad was just not a good one. And part of that was I just really liked to argue with him, you know? Not that any of you guys would be with me on that, because I'm sure none of you argue with your parents, right? Hopefully. But I had to get the last word, and I just, man, I knew more than my dad, even though he was twice my age. You know what I'm saying? Like, I love my dad, but he's older than I am. And so, man, that was a battle. That was a struggle for me. And Paul says, the struggle. Now, for you, maybe your struggle is some type of hurt, some type of family situation that you've been through in your family, something with your parents that's hurt you, that's caused pain in your life, right? Maybe for you, your struggle is some type of fear. Maybe it's some type of conflict with a friend or someone in your class. Some of you guys, maybe your struggle is a bully, you know? That's all real stuff. And so Paul says it like this. He says, our struggle is not against flesh and blood. What is he saying? Well, it's not a human battle. The struggle that we have, the struggle that we face, is not necessarily a human battle. It's not of human origin, but it's a spiritual battle. It's a battle that happens outside of the material world. It's spiritual warfare. It's a battlefield, right? Struggle is not in flesh and blood, but what does he say? He says it's against rulers and authorities and powers of the dark world, against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly realms. Students, our problem and the thing with spiritual warfare is it's not an issue with a human being. It's not a flesh and blood type thing all the time. There are other things going on that we can't see. And I know that's hard to understand. It's hard for me to understand. But I want you to know that it's happening. And so what Paul says here, right, is he uses the term heavenly realms. Now, he's not talking about heaven. He's not talking about the place of heaven. What Paul is talking about, and this is so good, is that for you and I, he's specifically speaking to Christians, and what he's saying is for us who believe in Christ, for us who are Christians, who walk with God, right? The enemy, Satan, evil, that has no power over us. We live in a heavenly realm on the earth, and the spiritual forces of evil have no power over the children of God. None. Because the Bible actually says, it says, he that is inside of you is greater than any power of the world. That's what the Bible says. In other words, what Paul's saying, that against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly realms, and he says, therefore, put on the armor of God so that when the day of evil comes, you will be able to stand. See, evil forces are scheming, and the forces of God are protecting. That's the amazing thing about this spiritual warfare that we're in, is that, yes, it's happening, but God is fighting for you and with you as well. The Bible says, in this world, you'll have trouble. So here's what he's saying, man. John 16. Hey, you know what? Everything that happens in our life, it's not always going to be great. There's going to be times when we have troublesome times, troublesome situations that'll happen in our life. And this is what Jesus says. He says, but take heart, I have overcome the world. I have overcome the world. Satan is not greater than me. He is not more powerful than I am. He is not stronger than I am. But see, it's God's strength that you and I, that we must rely on. When we feel like we're in this battle, when we feel like we're in this war, this spiritual warfare, we have to rely on God's strength and not our own. Now, really quick, what does spiritual warfare look like? I mean, what does it look like in our everyday lives? I want to answer that for you. Temptation is one thing that I think is huge, right? Because what happens is Satan, a lot of times, just like a fish hook. You guys, any fishermen in here? Just like a fish hook, what Satan will do is he will bait that hook with something of the world. And your flesh sometimes will give in to that hook. Maybe it's a lie that he tells you that you start to believe in. Maybe it's doing something that you know you shouldn't do. Your parents told you don't do this, or you need to go do this and you didn't do it. It's different for all of us. We have different types of struggles, different things happening in our lives, right? But temptation is huge. And he did it to Eve, right? He tempted Eve with the fruit. He made her believe that God didn't say what God said. And what she knew God said, he made her believe something different. A lot of times, spiritual warfare comes in the form of some type of pain, some type of hurt, some type of suffering. All of those things are the result of the fall. It's a result of sin entering the world. And sometimes that's our spiritual warfare. Somebody causes us some kind of pain. Somebody says something about us and it just really hurts. Right? Sometimes that's spiritual warfare. One of the things that I think happens a lot is fear. Maybe even sometimes an element of depression. We just get so down on ourselves. We start thinking things about ourselves that just aren't true. Like, no one loves me or no one cares about me, right? Or God doesn't really, you know, Satan makes us think, well, God doesn't want to listen to your prayers. And he wants us to think all of these things that aren't really true. And students, I want you to understand what that is. It's spiritual warfare. It's spiritual warfare. And I know a lot of this, you may not be understanding all of it, but as we talk more and more in this series, hopefully you'll be able to pick out different things and different, you know, of things that happen in your life that you'll be able to understand what that really, really is. And what I love about the scripture is that God gives us a way to fight it. He says this. He says in verse 10, Finally, be strong in the Lord and in his mighty power. There's two things I want you to know tonight. Two things I want you to do. One is you've got to remember that the battle has already been won. The battle has already been won. Again, the Bible says, he that is inside of you is greater than any power of the world. It doesn't mean that Satan's not good at what he does, and we're going to talk a lot about him next week. It doesn't mean that he knows what he's doing. It doesn't mean that he's not smart, because he is. But the Bible says that he that is in you is greater than any power of this entire world. It's greater than any power of the world. And secondly, tonight, this is what I would say. Stand on God's strength and not your own. You know, a lot of times, being honest with you, one of the things that I struggle with is I have fear. But see, I know that fear is not from God. Because I know what the Bible says about fear. It says that God hasn't given me a spirit of fear, but God has given me a spirit of love, of discipline, of sound mind, right? And so anytime I have fear, and I'm not talking about the fear of snakes, because I will always fear snakes, okay? But I'm talking about a fear, an inner fear in my life, I know that that's not from God. It's from Satan. It's Satan trying to get me to believe something to be true that's really, really not. And a lot of times what happens is I give into that fear because I'm trying to fight it on my own strength. But anytime you fight something on your own strength, anytime I fight something on my own strength, it's a battle I can't win by myself. That's why Paul says this, be strong in the Lord and in his mighty power. It is not our strength that's going to defeat the battle. It's God's strength that has to work in us and through us. And I believe that God will give us the strength when we pray and when we ask. And so this is a challenge for this series that I want to invite you to do. And you've already talked about it a little bit in your small groups, but I want to invite you and challenge you to memorize the armor of God. You guys know when you get dressed in the morning, you get your clothes on, you know, and all that kind of stuff. Paul says that we need to do the same thing spiritually. That we need to literally, before we leave our house, we need to put on the spiritual clothing, the spiritual armor, so that when we go into the battlefield, which is a lot of, for a lot of you, is your school, your bus, right? Maybe even your own home sometimes, right? But when you put on your armor, you are ready to go into the battlefield. So he says to put on things like the helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness, the shield of faith, the sword of the Spirit, the readiness of the gospel of peace, so that wherever you go, you're bringing peace to people, right? The belt of truth that holds everything up. Truth is what holds everything up. And Paul is saying here, man, we need to put on the armor of God every day so that we can take our stand against the devil's schemes. So that when the devil tries to come and trick you and deceive you and lie to you, you don't believe him because you've got the armor of God protecting you from his evil plans. So I know we've talked a lot about spiritual warfare tonight. Here's the last thought. The everyday battle is spiritual and real. And over the next couple weeks, we're going to talk more about this. You guys are going to hopefully learn and understand more about what spiritual warfare is about. But this is what I want you to know. Spend time praying the armor of God over yourself. Even when you're on the way to school, if you're riding with your parents, man, open up the Bible to Ephesians 6 and just read the armor of God over your life. And tell your small group leader next week if that doesn't make a huge, huge difference in the way your day goes. I think it will. Let me pray with you guys. Father, you're good. We love you. We thank you so much. I thank you for these students. God, I pray as we continue to learn more about your word, learn more about spiritual warfare, learn more about the armor of God, that you would continue to teach us, guide us, lead us, help us to learn all you have for us so that we can fight the schemes of the enemy. In Jesus' name, we pray. Amen.